Hello, and welcome to this edition of our podcast, A Walk in Morecambe, the station to the sea. Let's start our walk at the current Morecambe Railway Station on Central Drive for sat-nav, use LA4 4DE and travel west for two-thirds of a mile to the end of the stone jetty and the sea, passing on our way the Midland Hotel. It was the arrival of the railway from Lancaster in 1848 and from Yorkshire in 1850 that propelled Bolton-le-Sands, it officially became Morecambe after the bay in 1889, from a fishing village with some visitors into the major resort it soon became. Initially the prize for the railway was not tourists but cattle, goods and ferry passengers to Ireland, which is why the tracks were extended seawards, the stone and wooden jetties being built by the railway companies to create by 1853 a large but very tidal port. The opening of the bigger and deeper Heysham Harbour in 1904 took that freight traffic away. But Promenade Station in 1907 still handled the tourists flocking in by train, particularly on bank holidays, wakes weeks and summer weekends. So the station had extensive carriage sidings where the arriving trains could be reformed for the return journey. When, after the mid-1960s, the tourists stopped coming by train, or coming at all, the station area became far too big. Promenade Station was replaced in 1994 by the much smaller present one, and the sidings were redeveloped. A new road, a continuation of Central Drive, was built from the south end of Northumberland Street to Marine Road. The area south of the main tracks became a retail area, with Morrison's, Next and Homebase. Several parking areas were set up for the car-based visitors. Leave the station, turn left, pass the roundabout with the large Gannett statues and use the zebra crossing across Central Drive. Walk past the bus shelter on your left and pick up the Flock of Words, a straight tree-lined concrete footpath heading directly towards the Midland Hotel and the sea. Walk along it and examine the public art on display. There has been a major scheme of public art in Morecambe, the Turn Project. It started in a small way in 1994, and 2008 saw the unveiling of 24 pieces of artwork around the town, many of which you'll pass on this walk. Russell Coleman and Gordon Young were the principal artists. The theme is a celebration of the diverse bird life of Morecambe Bay, in stone and metal sculptures, poetry, mosaics and inserts in the pavement. The Flock of Words in 2003 is the path parallel to the Central Drive. It contains many sections of poems and sayings about birds, often amusing. Enjoy reading them as you wander towards the promenade, and on your left is Morecambe Market. On Marine Road to your left is the former Midland Railway Station, Promenade Station. It now houses the platform theatre and family attractions. Walk across Marine Road towards the Midland Hotel. The first hotel on this site was the Northwestern Hotel in 1848 from the railway company of that same name and designed by E.G. Paley of the notable Lancaster architectural practice. This was replaced in 1933 by the current building, named after the Midland Railway. Oliver Hill followed Paley's curved plan but used a sleek modernistic style with clean lines and white render. Inside, fashionable artists helped decorate the hotel. Sculptures and frescoes by Eric Gill and Eric Revilius, and Marion Dawn's carpet and mosaic. It was chic and glamorous, with a clientele to match. As the resort declined, so did the Midland Hotel. And by the 1980s it was a sad sight. Period of closure and dereliction was ended when Urban Splash bought it in 2003 after major and sensitive refurbishment. It reopened in 2008. It's well worth visiting this Grade 2 listed building, an Art Deco jewel which is run by English Lakes Hotel. Continuing the walk, pass around either side of the Midland Hotel and set off along the stone jetty towards the sea. The area north of the Midland Hotel has had many leisure uses. It had the 1930s Super Swimming Stadium closed in 1975, and which was the site of the Miss Great Britain Beauty Contest. A bandstand, an indoor swimming pool, then events venue, and marine land in 1964-69 with performing dolphins. Today there is an RNLI lifeboat station. The wider site may become Eden North, a new attraction for Morecambe. The stone jetty started as a ferry harbour, and between 1905 and 1931 it was Ward Shipbreaking Yard. Tours of the yard were very popular, but this did not fit comfortably with Morecambe's motto of beauty surrounds and health abounds, and some people welcomed Ward's closure. The rest of the walk along the stone jetty, which was refurbished after 1992 and then extended seawards for extra flood defence, displays many clever and delightful bird-themed sculptures and carvings. Admire the views across Morecambe Bay to the Lakeland Hills, and inland can be seen the Yorkshire Peak of Ingleborough. We hope you've enjoyed this walk, and there are well over 100 guides on our webpage, which can be read, downloaded and printed free of charge. And some of these that may be of interest are number 7, Public Art in Lancaster, number 12, Morecambe along the Prom, 20, Railways in Lancaster and Carnforth, 25, Birdwatching in Lancaster, number 40, Morecambe Bay, 49, Morecambe in the 1930s, and 92, Heysham Harbour. To view these, visit www.lancastercivicsociety.uk and click the link Guides, Leaflets and Walks to the Lancaster and Morecambe District to view the full list.